What's described as one of the most important watershed restoration projects in the North Coast is progressing with a prerequisite step, assessing its feasibility. Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors took actions at its July 9th meeting, enabling a feasibility study of a restoration project in the Oreck area. The project is a realignment of the Redwood Creek estuary. Its natural processes were altered in the 1960s with federal construction of a 3.4-mile levee. Deputy Public Works Director Hank Seaman said the levee project significantly changed Redwood Creek's lower reach and its estuary. He said the levee has, quote, altered sediment transport, with sand flushing into the estuary, reducing its volume by more than half. The sedimentation also causes what's described as nuisance flooding on nearby roads and adjacent agricultural properties. Seaman described the main goal of the restoration project and how the cost of the feasibility study will be covered.
One of the main elements to be looked at will be restoring Redwood Creek to its original alignment around that last meander bend, and also trying to create conditions that are self-sustaining to maintain a larger, more diverse and complex estuary that's also connected to its tributaries. So that's the overarching goal. And so last year, the Corps of Engineers proposed partnering with the county on the feasibility study. Under this program, or the feasibility phase, there's a requirement for a 50-50 cost share. So the Corps will be, you know, leading their portion of the study, and then the county would need to pay 50% cost share. And so we're fortunate that the California Department of Fish and Wildlife has offered a grant agreement that would cover the county's costs for the cost share, as well as our staff costs.
The total cost of the study is estimated at $1.7 million. The state grant includes funding for contracts with California Trout to lead stakeholder engagement and the Yurok tribe for the study's design and engineering aspects. Seaman said the study will take up to 2.5 years and, quote, presumably we can identify a feasible project. At that point, the Board of Supervisors will make decisions on moving to the next phase. During a public comment period, Mary Burke of Caltrout said doing the study marks a milestone in an effort that has spanned years.
Up here on the North Coast, this project working to restore the estuary of Redwood Creek was always described to me from joining the office as like the gold star for restoration on the North Coast, because the impact of restoring this estuary will be felt for those fish populations in the whole watershed. These projects, they don't happen very quickly. And indeed, it was initiated by the landowners. And Greg Hufford said to me, well, everybody says this is gonna take 10 years. If it's really gonna take 10 years, we ought to get started on it. And I'm just thrilled that we're at the point right now where I get to listen to your votes for, hopefully, for this project.
Also during public comment, Leslie Wolf, the Redwood Creek staffer for NOAA Fisheries Arcata office, emphasized the importance of the creek to salmon recovery.
A number of years ago, in about 2014 and 2016, we put out our recovery plans for coho salmon, Chinook salmon, and steelhead. And restoration of the Redwood Creek estuary is a high priority recovery action for all of these species. And restoring the population in Redwood Creek of each of these species is either core or essential to recovery. What that means is we won't be able to declare a species recovered without a recovered Redwood Creek population. So that's how important this you know, somewhat small estuary is to these local fish populations.
Wolf also highlighted the project's value to ag landowners who are now experiencing lots of backwater flooding, which she said has been increasing in recent years and is a real detriment to their operations. Supervisors unanimously voted to approve the cost share, grant, and contract agreements related to the study. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.